Welcome to the King of Kings Watchmen podcast, a prophetic broadcast for this generation where heaven's truth meets the urgency of the times. Join Prophet Ronald, alongside Prophetess Hawa Bender, servants of the Most High, called to watch, pray, and release God's word with boldness and clarity. Together, they equip Watchmen, awaken the body of Christ, and help you discern the times while deepening your relationship with God through prophetic insight and spirit-led teaching. Are you spiritually alert to what God is saying in this hour? Feel free to visit thekingofkingswatchmen.org for more prophetic insight and to give. Stay ready, stay aligned. This is the King of Kings Watchmen podcast.
Hello, this is Prophet Ronald Bender, and I want to talk today about walking by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God has made it known that there is a peace he gives to his people who trust him. Walking by faith means that we are trusting Jesus and that we trust that he is orchestrating every situation in this world for our good. He's working everything out. He's in control of everything. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." That's exactly where God wants every person to be. We do not understand what's happening. We never will understand all aspects of life. God is the only one who sees all things and knows all things, and he wants us to trust him in every situation. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So to walk by faith means that we have a substance, a element, the hope that Jesus is who he says he is. Hebrews 11 verse 6 basically says that without faith it is impossible to please God. So to walk by faith means we're walking in a lifestyle that pleases the Lord. And in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 it says, "The just shall live by faith." Everything in this life is based on faith. Jesus died on the cross. If the cross never happened, then to believe in Jesus is meaningless. It means that we have no hope. But because he did die on the cross, we have hope. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 also says, "The just shall live by faith." And in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, "The just shall live by faith." It has been repeated multiple times that those who are righteous, those who follow Jesus, live a life of faith. It is impossible to follow Jesus, to say Jesus is Lord, and not have faith. Faith is the very thing that gives us the hope that we will be with our Lord when we pass away. Trusting God instead of human understanding, this is a huge aspect of walking by faith. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 is to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. Many times we want to understand everything going on. We want to analyze everything, but we cannot allow ourselves to trust our own thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways are your ways." God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. We do not understand why things happen the way they happen, but God has it where everything is in control by him, and he is working everything out for our benefit. And Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." We cannot walk by faith and not trust in the Lord. It is imperative that we allow ourselves to live in this life trusting God all the way through it. Once we become saved, we are basically saying, "I will trust you, Lord, even though I don't understand it, even though I don't see anything good coming out of it," knowing that God is going to work it out for our good. That is ultimately to trust in God. Peace of God comes into our lives, into our hearts, because we trust God to keep his promises. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 says, "Whom having not seen you love, yet believing you rejoice." You see, we know we love God because we trust God. We have faith in God. You cannot love God without having faith in God. Seeing him who is invisible. That is exactly what it means to have faith. We see God, who is invisible. We recognize Him, His Holy Spirit. Even though you cannot see Him with your natural eye, we still trust Him. That is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. So what is walking in faith? It is, in essence, what Jesus has been saying since the beginning. And that is found in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. He wants us to walk with Him, walk in Him, the same way Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden. And Jesus emphasized, as I am one in the Father, so you ought to be one with Me. To walk by faith means we are walking side by side with Jesus. We are living a life that pleases Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. You have a calling, child of God. You have a calling, and God loves you. He's given you a purpose, and He wants you to walk with Him, to live a life that pleases Him, that everyone around you can see who He is in your life. That is what it means to walk in the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. It is to be a light in a world that is so dark, that you shine so bright for Jesus Christ. That's to walk by faith. That is to walk in faith. It is a walk that not many people choose to walk in, because it is a lifestyle of saying, I'm taking up my cross. To live for Jesus means you go against everything in this world. You repent of your sins. You turn to God. You live a life that's pleasing to God. That is walking by faith. It is a hope and assurance that Jesus is who He says He is, and He's coming back for you, child of God. That is what walking by faith means. Not living by fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. To walk by faith means you walk in the trust of God, not in the fear of the spirit that is not of God. You see, the spirit of fear wants to come and paralyze you. It wants to come and make you afraid to live for Jesus. The spirit of fear wants you to be silent. But we are not bound by fear. We are living a life full of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear. You see, you have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of boldness inside of you. Psalms 56 verse 3, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. To ultimately walk with God means that we are trusting in God. We are living our lives pleasing to God. He wants you to be so captured by Him that when you come under immense pressure, or you are stressed out, or you are afraid of what's happening in your life, bad situations, things coming against you, you can't make sense of it. Walking by faith means you are walking with God through it, knowing that He is leading you out of it. He is the one in the fire with you. He is the one in the lion's den with you. He is the one who silences every person, everyone around you who wants to treat you bad and is lying about you, accusing you. He's the one who's with you in it. He's going to turn the whole thing around for your benefit. Why? Because He cares about you. See, the Holy Spirit has been pressing on me to release a prophecy along the lines of walking by faith. And this is what it is. Thus says the Lord, when you walk with Me, when you trust in Me, you are saying, I am the God who's going to carry you through every situation. I am the God who's going to watch over you. I am responsible for making sure you get through this life. I have promised to be next to you, to walk alongside you, to care for you, to provide for you. I ask that you will give Me your heart, to trust Me with every aspect of your life. I want you to know who I am, to trust in who I am, to walk with Me. Because when you choose to walk by faith, you are saying that I am the light of the world, that I am the God who written the Word of God, who's given you the way of knowing Me. I am who I say I am. When you walk with Me, you are expressing My love to a world who despises Me, who turns their back on Me, but yet I died for them. When you walk by faith, you are saying that you stand with the God of creation. And I want you to walk with Me, to Allow me to bless your life, to express my presence to you. When you walk by faith, you are saying, I want the peace of God in my life, and I promise to give it to all those who trust in me. I love you, I care about you, says the living God, and I will continue to stand with you through every situation, for I promise never to leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. You see, the Lord is automatically gonna do everything he can on our behalf, because that's a promise he says he would do. He has bound himself, committed himself to you. He has made it where you are so important, so precious to him, that he wants nothing more than having you in his kingdom. But he also wants you to be an example of who he is to a dying world. He wants the love, his love, to be expressed to people who don't know him. He's given you a calling and a purpose, and he wants you to fulfill that calling and purpose. He wants you to walk worthy of that calling and purpose. He wants you to live in a world that despises him while staying true to him, while committing yourself to him, while saying, I will not bow to the gods of this world. I will not give way to any false deity or any false god. I'm going to stay faithful to Yahweh regardless of what's going on around me. That is walking by faith. Let's pray. Jesus, right now I pray for your child right now. I pray for the one you've called for to yourself. I pray right now that the spirit of fear, any anxiety, anything, any confusion, anything that's not of you, be canceled, broken, and loose from their life right now. Free their mind from any demonic activities that's trying to come and steal their heart, steal their mind, their thoughts from you, God. We cast down every high imagination, Lord, that exalts itself against you. Right now we pray peace over them right now. We pray blessings of God come out upon their life right now. Overtake them right now, Lord. Right now, let those blessings overtake them right now, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for their life. We thank you for the love you've expressed to them. I ask right now, Lord, that you reveal yourself in a special way right now in their life. Reveal yourself to them in a new way right now, Jesus. We thank you for always answering our prayers. We thank you for listening to us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for being with us. God, I pray right now that if there is something going on in this child's life, that, Lord, you will meet them where they are. Change the situation in your glory, God. Let them see who you are. Let them see the manifested glory, God, the manifested love, the manifested presence. Let them feel it. Let them hear your voice. Open their eyes and their ears, Lord. Let them see the visions and the dreams you have for them. Let their ears be open to you, Holy Spirit. Let them hear your words, God. Let them understand the love of God in a new way, in a fresh way. Lord, we thank you for just how you're moving in their life. We break loose and free them from anything demonic, any addiction, any sin. Lord, if they are having a hard time getting over some addiction or anger or resentment or even an offense, someone has hurt them, God, I ask that you reach down and touch their heart. Free them from the demonic. Free them from the lies. Free them from the depression. Free them from anything distressing. Oh, thank you, God, for meeting them where they are. We praise you and we glorify you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the King of Kings Watchman podcast. We pray today's message strengthened your faith, sharpened your discernment, and helped you deepen your relationship with God. Remember to stay watchful, stay prayerful, and remain aligned with what God is doing in this hour. For more prophetic insight, updates, and opportunities to give, visit thekingofkingswatchman.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Until next time, stand firm, stay ready, and keep watching with the King of Kings Watchman podcast.